By now, we may have concluded that there's no single set of numbers that will show us that the economy has improved. A series of reports indicate growth in the economy, often followed by people wondering, where's my recovery? Recent numbers from Oregon show employment shot up in the month of October. That is not a term often used, but this means job growth was the fastest in nearly two decades. So let's get further into the numbers and the corresponding unemployment rate. David Cook is an economist at the Oregon Employment Department. David, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Good morning, Jeff.
So it is not often that we get releases, as we got this one, that does use the term shot up. I mean, tell us what the numbers do show.
That's right. We had one of our key indicators of the economy rising very rapidly. The total non-farm payroll employment was up 9,900 jobs in October, and that's much more than what we've seen in recent months. For example, September was only up 800, and the prior few months averaged around 3,000 per month.
And this sounds like it's one of the fastest rates in, was it 19 years now?
Since 1995. In fact, Governor Kitzhaber cited that as being the highest since his first term in office as governor.
And, of course, he's entering number four very soon, so been a while. Not that you have the info at your fingertips necessarily, but are you aware of what the drivers might have been 19 years ago and what the difference is now, what the drivers are now?
Well, back in the mid-90s, we had the Silicon Forest up in Portland was really booming, and we had a lot of the computer chip manufacturers, and Intel was growing rapidly, and then the national expansion at that time was going at a pretty good clip. So those are some of the main factors back then.
And then in this particular situation where you have October adding 9,900 jobs in Oregon, close enough to 10,000 jobs, really, an impressive number. California, by comparison, for our listeners there, 41,500 jobs in California over the month of October. And, David, give us some idea of where this is distributed across sectors of the economy and categories of employment.
Well, we look at the major industries, and we see that professional and business services added the most in October, up 2,700 jobs on a seasonally adjusted basis. So those are companies like engineering firms, temporary help supply, a whole wide range. It's a very big industry. Excuse me. And then we also had healthcare and social assistance up 2,000 for the month, and the manufacturing was up 2,200 on a seasonally adjusted basis.
Okay, the seasonally adjusted basis, I noticed that a lot in reports about jobs. What's being adjusted and for what seasons?
Well, any of these time series figures, we do adjust them all for their normal fluctuations throughout the year. And some industries like construction are highly seasonal. They're employing far more people in the summer months than in the winter, for example. And retail has more employment in November and December for the holiday shopping season. So all the industries have their different seasonal patterns, and what we do is we take the seasonal factors out of it, so that gives us a better picture of what's going on with the economic and business cycle.
So you're correcting to more of a middle-of-the-road kind of approach.
Right, and it gives us a better understanding. For example, if we look at manufacturing, we have the food processing industry that's typically winding down more so in the autumn and then into the winter. And so manufacturing typically will have a normal seasonal change of minus 3,600. And then this time around, the manufacturing firms didn't drop as much in October. That translated into a seasonally adjusted job gain for manufacturing.
And when you talk about food processing dropping in a month like October, it's because the harvest is ending and they're pretty much done processing what came off the farms, right?
Well, to a certain extent, that's what's going on, and it's not totally shut down, but it's a prominent drop in the autumn.
So in food processing in particular, was there not a drop? I mean, I'm curious to know what might have changed there.
In just food processing?
Yeah.
Well, food processing is kind of interesting because it's one of the industries over the longer term in Oregon that's been growing throughout the last 10 years or so, and that's because we're seeing more activity in things like microbreweries, specialty food processing, freeze-dried food, that type of thing. Not necessarily the fruits and vegetables. That has been fairly stable over time, but we're seeing growth in some of these other industries, dairy processing, etc. So that industry has been expanding, and it's been one of the few manufacturing industries that's grown over the last 5 years or so.
Interesting. So you said microbreweries are included in the food processing sector?
Right, because it's food and beverage processing.
Makes sense. Okay. Are there any areas that underperform particularly? It sounds like you had pretty good performance across all sectors here.
For the month of October, the one industry that was a little weaker than normal was retail, negative 500 on the seasonally adjusted job change.
Huh. And any idea what the situation was there? Was it just a caution on the part of employers?
I don't know for sure. It's fairly close to the normal move, just down 500. It's not a big concern.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in the manufacturing sector in particular, I'm curious to know about the wood products manufacturing and how that performed in October.
All right. Wood products manufacturing, I look up my tables here, negative 400 jobs on a not seasonally adjusted basis. That industry is up 2,700 jobs over the year because we're seeing increased demand as new home construction and multifamily construction in the state and also in the end markets like California especially has been expanding over the past year.
That's where the question was going. I was trying to figure out if when you have a demand for wood products caused by greater construction, which does appear to be the case as well, is likely to get more wood products processing going on. David Cook is an economist at the Oregon Employment Department and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the boost in job numbers in Oregon in the month of October. 9,900 jobs, considered the biggest single-month job growth in 19 years. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with comments or questions at 800-838-3760, 3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Curious to know, David, and again, these may not be bits of information you have right at your fingertips, but when we're comparing job growth now versus what might have happened 19 years ago, I'm just curious to know how different the economy might be overall, how many more or fewer people there would be, for example, in manufacturing in the state of Oregon.
All right. Well, we do have a time series of manufacturing. And let me just pull that up for a second. So the different industries do experience substantially different patterns over the course of that 20-year period. For example, back in 1995, manufacturing employment in Oregon was 210,000 jobs. And last year, it was 175. So we're down about 35,000 jobs over that period in manufacturing. Now, conversely, other industries like healthcare have just continued to expand over the last 20 years. And so the economy is quite a bit different in terms of the jobs compared to 20 years ago. We have far higher concentrations in many of the services sectors like healthcare, professional and business services, and less so in manufacturing especially.
Indeed, that was where the question was going. We have a call here from Steve in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with David Cook from the Oregon Employment Department.
Howdy. A depression, a recession is when you're out of a job. A depression is when I'm out of a job, so the old saw goes. I'm wondering, where is the dividing line? This last little downturn we had sure looked like a depression to me, but everybody else was calling it a recession. So how do you figure out, you know, what it is?
All right. Thanks for that, Steve. Appreciate it. Recession is a technical term used by economists. Is depression even in the economist's lexicon?
You know, I think it's, one way to look at it is to see how high the unemployment rate goes during economic downturn. And during this cycle, nationally, the peak unemployment rate was around 10% in the U.S., and so I think it's pretty, the consensus view would be that that was just a deep recession, pretty severe recession, but not a depression. I think the unemployment rate would have to go up to around 20% or so. And for example, in Greece, they had a much more severe downturn than we did in the most recent go around. And so that they probably experienced a depression, but in Oregon and the U.S., I think it was just characterized as a fairly severe recession.
All right, fair enough. The when we talk about things like the unemployment rate, though, it raises the question about how we can have situations like we had in October where Oregon had a big boost in job numbers, 9,900 jobs in a single month, again, 41,500, same period in California. Unemployment rate didn't seem to move.
That's right. The Oregon's unemployment rate has been very close to 7% for nearly a year now, even though we've seen strong job growth. So that seems to be a bit of a conundrum. And what's going on is the labor force has been expanding. So we're seeing people entering the labor force. And we don't have good reasons on exactly why everybody's doing what they're doing. But we do know that the labor force is expanding. The labor force participation rate has started to tick up in recent months. And so we're speculating that people are coming off the sidelines who had been perhaps thought they couldn't get a job, and now they're saying, hey, I think I can get a job if I go out there and start looking around And so they're starting to actively look for work, and that means that they're classified as unemployed, whereas if they're not actively looking for work and they don't have a job, they're not in the labor force.
Interesting. So the unemployment rate actually could have been a lot higher in the last couple of years if those people had been actively looking for work.
Right. And the labor force participation rate in Oregon got down to very low levels, close to 61%, and it dropped very sharply over the prior 3 years. And we did a report on that labor force participation rate phenomenon in our research section about a year ago.
Now, I noticed, too, that one of the findings of this report is that the number of long-term unemployed is much lower in number than a few years ago.
Right. If you look at out of all the people that are unemployed, and we can classify them based on how long they've been unemployed, and those unemployed for 27 weeks or more, about half a year or more, has really been dropping over the last 4 years. It's down to about 35,000 people in Oregon, and we had about over 100,000 back in 2010. So the long-term unemployed has really been dropping pretty consistently over the past several years, and we're now down below where we were back in, say, 2003 and 2004, but we're still above where we were back in 2007 when about 10,000 people were unemployed long-term. And now, like I said, we're about 34,000 or so.
All right, big drop then. David Cook, does the Oregon Employment Department compile these numbers, or are they provided to you by the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics?
What we do is we work cooperatively with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and so we do some of the work on it, and they do some of the work, and we can see some of the underlying data that goes into the numbers. So it's a cooperative effort, and that's true with all states. They all work with the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics on these monthly numbers.
I'm curious mostly about the revision to the numbers after the fact, because it seems like when we get October's report, which shows a job gain of 9,900, we also get a revision to the preliminary information about September, which I think went from a negative to a positive, didn't it?
That's right. If you look at the payroll employment numbers, we were originally saying negative 300 for September, number of jobs. And then in September, the revised figures showed, hey, plus 800. So we did have an upward revision. And that's very common where we're going to have some type of revision every month. We'll get revisions to the prior month. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. Sometimes it's fairly substantial, even up to 4,000 revision. This time around, it was about 1,100 for September, which is fairly normal, the amount of revision for that payroll employment number. Also, the unemployment rate can get revised, typically by a tenth of a point or no revision. And this time we had a tenth of a point downward revision to September. So the new September figure shows 7.0% unemployment rate, same as the October figure.
Is there any indication? I don't know if you get figures that trickle in over the course of a month. So if during the course of November you might get indications that would already begin the process of revising October's numbers. Does it look like the October numbers will hold up? Could they end up perhaps a little less good than we think they are at the moment?
I don't have any indication of what the revision is going to be for October. What happens is the payroll employment numbers come from a survey of businesses, and a certain percentage of the businesses send in their data basically late. And so as we get this late data in, we're going to do another round of estimates here. But we don't really pull the numbers for a while. I don't have the exact date, but so we don't have any indication right now whether it's going to be upward or downward revision.
And David, I know we're talking raw numbers here and percentages and all that sort of thing, but I wonder if there are any stories that we're aware of within these, like whether anybody is tracking things that go beyond numbers, like whether people feel confident enough at this point in history to seek new work when already employed, because I understand from a lot of other anecdotal reports that people were staying put because they were nervous about leaving a job to get another job.
Right. I'm trying to think what we have on that.
There are numbers on consumer confidence in the broader economy, I wonder if there are any figures on employment confidence among people who are employed.
Well, you know, I don't have a great answer for you right now. One thing that we do have is a measure of people who are working part-time for economic reasons, which is something that, so I can talk a little bit about that if you'd like.
Sure.
So what's going on with that is it's one of the measures of labor underutilization, and the Federal Reserve, for example, is looking at this very closely, and they're saying, we realize that there are a lot of people who are working part-time, but they'd like to be working full-time. And in Oregon, we have an estimate of the number of those people. In October, it's about 110,000 people, and that number is elevated compared to where it was back in the prior expansionary period of the first part of this century. And so that's been one of the differences this time around with this expansion. We've been expanding the economy for 5 years now, but we still have a high number of people that they'd like full-time work, but they can't find it, and they're saying that they can't find it. It's because of economic reasons.
All right, so that gives us a better picture here that we do have numbers going up in October by 9,900 jobs in Oregon, but we have 110,000 people working part-time who'd like to be full-time at the same time. So a lot of perspective here on the numbers. David Cook is an economist at the Oregon Employment Department. David, thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet.